Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Bennington, Vermont. This talk, delivered on Sunday, June 28th, 2026, is by Sheila Molyneux on the topic of the Flower Communion.
About 100 years ago, Reverend Norbert Chopik had a problem. He was the minister of a new Unitarian parish in Prague, which was then in Czechoslovakia. His congregants had come from the Catholic and Baptist churches, the only religions that had been allowed by the Habsburg Empire. And now the Czechoslovakia was an independent state. Some people wanted nothing to do with anything that smacked of the arts and rituals of the old churches. But Reverend Chopik knew that preaching was not enough to grow souls and communities. They needed the arts and nature, ceremonies and songs, but they needed new ones. So he wrote not only sermons, but songs, and created simple participatory rituals. One of these was the flower communion. Each person brings a flower and places it in communal vases, beautiful and varied, and then chooses a different flower to take home. Without saying a word, it expresses individual worth, equality, and community. About 50 years ago, UUs in the United States were struggling with their own evolving churches following the merger of the Unitarians and Universalists, one known as more intellectual and the other as more spiritual. Over time, a solution that both agreed on was the adoption of Reverend Chopik's flower ceremony. It is a celebration of the beauty and life cycle of the natural world and a metaphor for our individual and communal lives. It is a ritual that this congregation looks forward to, marking the end of each church year and renewing our commitment to each other. Our merged denominations have continued to thrive, and each of the original churches has benefited from the perspective of the other. Norbert Chopik's Unitarian Church in Prague in the 1920s also continued to thrive, growing to a membership of 3,000 at one point. Then the Nazis took over Germany, and eventually also Czechoslovakia. They limited what churches were approved of, which did not include Unitarians. Reverend Chopik continued to preach and write despite threats from the Nazis. In the late 1930s, he was arrested, sent to a concentration camp where he was murdered. Today, we see many of the Nazi tactics being used in the United States. Diversity is being punished, books are being banned, non-binary sexuality is being criminalized, non-white people are being arrested and sent to concentration camps in terrible conditions. The Congress and courts are ineffective and complicit with the executive branch. Recently, the military eliminated over half of the religions they previously recognized, which could be a step along the way to not recognizing these religions at all, perhaps including us. We are all at risk. And the response? The UUA declares that love is at the center of all values, the prime criterion for judging all actions, the opposite of fascist hatred and control. Most of us take some actions to protest anti-democratic policies and to support the opposition, both as individuals and as members of a variety of organizations. This would be a good time to take action as you use, and there is much that we can do legally as a religious group. That would be an appropriate way to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. The best things we can do will be to support the robust activities and long-term resilience of this congregation and our local communities. We can't fix the world. We can choose some actions to help out, and we can support them with the credibility of our name. As usual, the best place to begin is in home, today. Let us live by our covenant that holds together this non-creedal religion. Celebrate our open and welcoming community and acknowledge the mystery and beauty of the world around us.